When you moved into the governor's mansion, I think you felt it needed some tender, loving care. Right. And you and Kathy formed a Friends of the Mansion.
Right.
You really upgraded it.
I was always, as a legislator, seeing North Lincoln with all those shabby motels. Under one motel, the Palomino Motel, there was a big chair with springs coming out of it. When I was governor, after I'd just been sworn in, a friend of mine called it the Frank Keating Chair for Public Policy. But the truth is, I cleaned all that out. Now they're beautiful trees. I raised $20 million plus to put the dome on the Capitol. It's a symbol of Oklahoma and freedom and representative government. Cleaned up all the well sites, put the History Center on the Capitol grounds. Now it's the number one visited site in Oklahoma. People want to visit their Capitol.
It's interesting. It just seems like no matter where you are in Oklahoma City, you always see the dome.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing how it stands out.
Right.
But then at the mansion, you also were there for the building of the Phillips Pavilion.
Right.
Which is behind the mansion.
Mansion redo, all private money. You know, I made a comment once to a friend that governor's mansion now, and who knows, will it be continued? But when I was there, we had on loan from Gilcrease some of the most beautiful art. I mean, just lovely antiques. Charles Fabre, we sent Charles out to find period pieces, and we had the money to do it because it was privately donated. And many Tulsa people were contributors to that effort, as well as many people from all over the state, but it became a symbol. You know, we opened it to tours. People packed in the place. And I think that's really important because it rarely was done like we did it.
You can point to things you can see, like the dome and the mansion, the Phillips Pavilion. You were limited by term limits. Would you have run for a third term if you could have?
Probably, but I think it would have been a mistake. What I did, and it was actually a very smart thing to do, but I didn't know it at the time. Democrat House and Senate, I knew Stratton Taylor and Glenn Johnson. But out of the blue, I just thought, well, we'll have the state chamber pay for it. We had OU and OSU's economics departments examine, why are we poor? Why are we 45th in per capita income? They came back and said, you don't have right to work. They could have come back and said, you need more teachers or a better union presence. They didn't. They said, you don't have right to work. The trial lawyers run this place. Your transportation infrastructure sucks. The kids don't take hard enough courses in school. They went through the list. So I went to Glenn and Stratton. I said, well, here's the deal. Well, they couldn't say that OU and OSU's economics departments didn't know what they were saying. So we first passed tort reform, limited punitive damage to double actuals. We got rid of welfare. We connected, and it's largely finished, every town of 10,000 and more by a four-lane highway to the interstate system. In other words, you're big enough to matter, and now we're going to connect you up so you can be in commerce. You know, right to work took a while. It's the only state in 50 years that has put it in the Constitution. That's hugely important. And we moved from 45th to 38th in per capita income, and oil never went above $18 a barrel. Remember, I used to take a photograph of eastern Oklahoma, western Arkansas, north Texas, southern Oklahoma, all the lights in Arkansas and Texas, all the darkness in Oklahoma, like North and South Korea. And now, if you take that picture, south Oklahoma and north Texas are all lighted. That was just huge to me. Right to work, Oklahoma City bombing reaction. Those are big deals.
And then you've answered my question. What is it you're most proud of? And you have just named them.
Yeah, I think, you know, right to work was very significant. The Oak City bombing, the reaction to that, obviously, was very significant. And I really think the reform agenda did. Of course, I had a Democrat House and Senate. You couldn't abolish civil lawsuits. We tried workers' comp reform, got some, but the Democrats, they weren't fixing to go as far as they have now. But I think all of those things were significant.
You did focus a lot on education.
Oh, yeah. I want to mention that to me was the most important. And that's the most disappointment for me, because the only thing that separates a child in the poorest circumstances and a child of the rich is a public education that is better than a private school. People don't realize this, John, but when I was at Casha Hall, the kids that couldn't make it at Edison went to Casha. Think about that. Look today, if you couldn't make it at Memorial, you got sent to Kelly. In those days, that's the way it was, because we had kids that were just complete losers that came to Casha. They were disciplinary problems, academic problems, because they couldn't make it at Edison or Memorial. So I wanted 4 years of math, 4 years of English, 4 years of history, 4 years of science. We got 3 years of math, 4 years of history, 4 years of English, and 4 years of science. And then God love Brad Henry, whom I like. His wife, you know, is a teachers union official, and they watered it all down. I don't understand it. I mean, people used to tell me, well, why do these kids need to take courses like this? They're not going to college. I said, that's the point. If they're not going to go to college, they ought to be like Harry Truman, brilliantly educated at age 18, because they're not getting any more. You can't say, oh, we'll take care of trig. Oh, that fourth year of English, yeah, wait till you get to OU, then you'll be fine.
Well, then the argument is, what about those who cannot accomplish that work? We have to find training for them then.
Right.
And you understood that, of course.
Right. I think it's a mistake to put nursing home residents in public schools. It's one thing to say the kid's autistic or the kid's a slow learner. You know, I have a grandson that's that way, and he worked at a different pace. Okay, you're going to take 4 years of math, but we have several tracks. Kasia had 8A and 8B, 9A and 9B. You can do that in public education. I had the head of Common Cause in Oklahoma tell me with a straight face, they can't do it. And I said, who's they? And he said, you know who I'm talking about. He's talking about the African-American community, Latino community. That's bull****, I think. But Common, more of a Democrat, small d, than most people. I mean, I think, what? The only reason I went to Kasia, I had a successful mother and father. How come some kid from North Tulsa can't have the best school up there? We ought to teach for America, send them all up there, or down there, wherever that may be. You know, I just feel very strongly about
tragedy
that.
Is it both white or black? We have some students coming to school who don't know their ABCs. They don't know numbers when they walk in the front door. So that goes back to the family. And what we need to
and
focus.
And promote them. Think about this, and I give Penny Williams credit for this. A lot of people don't remember. Oklahoma School of Science and Math, on my watch, was number one or number two in ACT scores in the United States. What is OSSM? Half the kids then had to come from towns of 5,000 or less. So they're largely rural kids, but you had professors, you had rigor, you had no-nonsense academics, and it was a boarding school. So they kept you corralled. In the Catholic system, it's called in loco parentis, you know, in the place of the parents, where the nun or the priest, you know, by gosh, we're going to make school tough.